I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Lou, I might have to do most of this intro because I remember when we chatted to our guest, Joe Lycett.
Oh, you remember it?
The legend, Joe Lycett. Yeah, he gave us his time, didn't he? He chatted to us. But do you remember how you were, I don't know if disrespectful is the word, Lou, but you were fucking slaughtered, weren't you, when we all zoomed in?
Well, you lost me at the words, do you remember? Yeah. I don't remember this chat in any way, shape or form because I was absolutely arseholed. All I do remember is chucking a glass of red wine up against the wall of my friend's nursery, her brand new baby daughter's nursery, and mopping up the red wine with her baby's nappies.
But Joe was so polite about it all, wasn't it?
Was
Joe
he?
And I managed the podcast together. Yeah, we did.
Great.
We did. And also, it was a lovely bottle of wine, wasn't it?
Well,
It was an expensive one, Lou, that you just threw up the wall.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was quite an expensive one. Couldn't tell you what it tasted like. Might as well have wrung out the nappies. Anyway, should we have a listen? Because I'm dying to know what was said.
She's on the Stella already, Joe.
Good. I've got to catch up then.
Shit. I'm not going to lie. I've already had a few shandies.
What have you had really, Stella? Anyway,
I've had three pints of Stella and three glasses of champagne from Lidl, but don't judge me. It's an important day.
What have you got to say?
Nothing. How is our important guest this evening, Sassoir?
I've been trying to talk over you because I'm so excited about introducing this guest. Oh, my goodness. It's Joe Lycett.
I'm going to open the bottle.
Yay! Typical Joe. We wait for the delay and then there it is. We never think it's coming, but then boom, there it is.
I thought I was going to do it really quickly because I thought I was big and strong, but I'm not big and strong.
We know that, Joe.
It doesn't matter. We're pouring
it
out.
He's pouring a vino. Joe, how are you? Oh my God, it's a pint of wine. That's not...
Yeah, I'm not messing about.
We can see Joe. Oh, should we ask Joe what the wine is?
Yeah.
Because it's very exciting, this
bottle
wine.
Here as well. I bought it.
We've all got the same wine.
I love that you've done it. I love that you've managed to get it.
Yeah.
This is Jerome Jouret is the maker of the wine.
Mm.
Is the... What do you call him? Vineyard man.
Vineyard? Yeah. The farmer.
Farmer.
The grape... Matt, the piles.
The grape lad.
Yeah.
Yes, that's him.
With his piles. He makes a beautiful biodynamic wine. So this is biodynamic wine.
Biodynamic.
Do we know what that is?
Tell us.
It's crackers. It involves, as I'm saying this, you'll think that I'm chatting nonsense. And for this, I'm not. What it involves is you have to bury like an ox's head under the ground.
Right.
And you have to... harvest the grapes to do with moon cycles. You have to, there's all sorts of like really weird parts of it.
Okay.
But essentially what it does is it creates a very minerally lovely wine. And I think all of Jerome Jouret, he has a few different ones.
Mm.
All of his wines taste to me like Ribena. They flow like Ribena.
I actually purchased this on the line on the day my period started. So it's like a...
she got 45 bottles is what she's saying.
So in a way, it is like influenced by the moon. It's a moon.
Yes.
Moon yes. drink. I'm going to sniff it. Have you sniffed
I'll
it,
I'll be honest
Jay?
With you. I'll be honest with you, Lynn. So, it was influenced by Joe asking us, telling us what wine
yeah,
he wanted to drink
but
with us.
It arrived yeah. on the day that my blob started. So I'm just going to...
You can tell she's on the blob, can't you? Just with her attitude.
Well, it arrived on the day my period started.
Don't. I've been really aggressive. I'm so sorry. Right.
Good.
Right. And that's, oh, it I does smell.
Ooh. It smells a bit. They say that biodynamic wines smell a bit of the farm. That's what they'll say.
Do so you know what? It smells licoricey. Licoricey and...
This the one that I've got, I mean, I think they'll all smell probably similar, but sometimes they can smell a bit pooey. They smell like, oh, I'm on a
it's
farm.
Earthy. Yeah,
do you know what?
Earthy, isn't it?
I've just
yes.
seen the bottle.
Yeah.
And I don't have pas de pas.
What have you got?
What have
I'm,
you got?
I'm going to have to complain because I've got La Coulée Douce.
Oh, that's a beautiful wine, though. That is
yeah,
a beautiful wine.
But that's not the one you asked for. And
no,
that's
but
not
it,
the
is, it is a Jerome. It is a Jerome.
Yeah, no, I don't care, Joe. That's not what I ordered. I'm getting
no,
my money
true.
Back. That
Yeah, you should do.
I'm furious
drink it,
right now.
Drink it all first just yeah. to check that it's not
I
nice.
Think she's drunk it all.
I am drunk. No, I have it in a carafe.
I should have put it in my carafe. I've got a carafe somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I've just had a bit. Mm. Oh, that's lovely. It's really...
Well, I can't compare it
smooth,
because I've obviously
smooth.
Some fucker has done me over.
But you didn't
but
even
I would
notice,
say,
did you?
I would say you can because it's. I would say Jerome's wines are similar and they all have this sort of quality of smoothness, as you said. It's like piss. You can just drink through it. It's like Stella.
Do you know what? I've never drunk piss, Joe. Have you drunk your own piss? I bet
like
you
I
have.
I must have done it at some point.
Yeah,
I'm sure I have.
You're the sort of man yeah. that would, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is it good for you? Is it good for you drinking
apparently,
your own piss?
Apparently, yeah.
Apparently so. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice for you. Lovely. Well, let's do that once we finish this.
Do you know, I can't because I had an asparagus omelette yesterday and my body doesn't process things the way it should. So mine would stink of asparagus and Coulée Douce or whatever the fuck this is that's not supposed to be the wine that I thought I'd ordered. What I'm basically saying is I'd drink rank piss.
Yeah.
Sip.
Well, we could give it a go, Lou.
Good for yeah. you, Lou.
This is absolutely... We could look at the legs, couldn't we?
Yeah.
The legs. Oh, is that a thing that you do?
Yeah. Joe, are you
what
in a
that,
hotel or are
you
in your
you?
House?
I'm in my house. Does it look like a hotel?
No. For the one listener, that's probably my mum or Sally's mum.
My mum doesn't know about
okay,
podcasts.
Okay, so that's my mum. Behind you, you have a picture of what
Hi,
looks like...
Hi, Liz, mum.
Jan. It looks like a pink fence or a crab stick enlarged. What is that
oh,
picture?
Oh, that's a thought. It is a friend of mine who's a artist photographer
oh,
called
shit,
Tom
right.
Bird. Mm-hmm. He did a whole exhibition of shutters.
Oh.
And this is a giant print of shutters. I think they're in Birmingham. They're pink shutters.
Right. So not a crab stick then. Not a crab stick.
No, but I take that. Look at that. Mm. It's like
it's beautiful. Oh yes, yes. It's
yeah. The detail in person is really beautiful and it's really
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
it's almost 3D, isn't it?
Do you know what? I'm pissed. Yeah. I am pissed.
No, I'm gonna. Do you know what? I'm gonna ask. I'm gonna ask Joe a question.
Go on.
Lou, as you're smashed, Lou, why don't we ask Joe?
Yeah.
Have you got a good drunk story, Joe?
Oh,
when you
oh,
were absolutely
loads.
Smashed somewhere.
This is the issue is that I'm normally drunk.
Yeah. Joe is normally
this is my
drunk.
Base. It's my base state.
How so, low can you go? How low can you go? How low can you go? Quite low, actually. Quite low.
How pissed can we get? Probably not as pissed as Lou.
No,
don't. I've only had a crumpet and two bottles of champagne and a bottle of red wine, so I'm on my way. But anyway, it's about you, Joe. It's about you.
It explains a lot. Is it nice? Are you enjoying the red, Lou?
Mmm.
Lovely.
It is delightful. And because it's breathed or whatever, because it's been in the carafe, I don't know how you feel about a carafe.
Love
it's
it.
Been in the carafe for a couple of hours and it's breathed and it is actually delicious. So I don't really know what it's like straight out of the bottle. I've got a pot of pseudocreme here and it makes me think of you. I am
Go on.
A,
on. Why
is
that?
Because I'm on a baby changing mat. And pseudocreme is really good for chafing. And I just thought Joe will have chafed at some point.
Yeah,
that's it.
I have. Do you know what I have? And cedar creme is really good for all sorts of things, actually, Lou. I did this interview for The Guardian once where it was to promote a DVD, I think it was. And I suggested to the interviewer that we go on a pub crawl around Birmingham just to kind of get to know one another. And we started in this place that used to be a strip club that is now this very suspicious bar.
Uh-huh.
And you walk in through the... You can imagine what like an abandoned strip club looks like. It's sort of full of lost hope, I suppose, is the only way to describe it. And he was slightly baffled by that and then came and sort of spoke to me upstairs in this sort of old booth where I imagine a lap dance would have happened. And it descended into... I imagine. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I couldn't possibly tell you what would have happened. But what happened that day was remarkable because... We got on really well, and he's a good friend of mine now. And we ended up wandering around Birmingham, going to all these ridiculous, like absurd sort of pubs and bumping into people. And Jess Phillips, the MP, texted me and said, "Are you out?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, but I'm on a Guardian interview." And she's like, "Oh, fine, I'll come and join." So then Jess Phillips came to join. And we went to a pub where UB40 did their first ever gig, and a member of UB40 was in the pub, and we weren't to know. And the interviewer was asking whether it was UB40's first ever gig or whether it was the first gig they'd had in the pub. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah.
And he said, "Oh, no, it was the first ever gig they did. And actually, you can ask him about it yourself because he's over there." So we went over, and I'd not met, what's his name? Brian Travers. I'd not met him before. And he was like, "I love you. My girlfriend loves you. Can we have a picture?" And so it just became this like ridiculous day where essentially we went around, but we met my friend Tommy Corners, and he gave us a
Tommy
lift
Corners.
Around Birmingham. His
Great
name's
name.
Tommy Corners because he puts bets on corner kicks.
Brilliant.
Oh,
that's the only thing he does, puts bets on corner kicks. So we ended up just like wandering around Birmingham, and he was toasting. Rick Samada, his name is. He's a brilliant writer. And we ended up just totally trashed in this pub in Birmingham with Jess Phillips, Brian Travers wandering around somewhere, my friend Ben. And it just was this extraordinary drunken day. And the interview, the way it reads is like I'm some sort of Birmingham kind of god wandering around bumping into fucking MPs and like legends from music. And it just never, my life is not like that, but just somehow everything fitted into place that day. It became this extraordinary day.
I love those days.
Mm. It was so good.
I met Sean Ryder the other day.
Oh, how was that?
Oh, well, Joe. I'm going to say to be expected, slightly, I don't want to say aggressive, but not
aggressive.
But he was doing stand-up comedy, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, well, he was being mentored, wasn't he?
He was being himself, and it was a real insight into the world of someone, and I have had a drink, Joe, that has made money from shouting a lot down a microphone. And, you know, what do you do with that?
I mean, I would argue that he's made money in a slightly more involved way than that. And I actually met him earlier this year as well. He had like a little cameo in my Channel 4 show. And I would agree with you that he is exactly as you expect.
Yeah.
So full of... He was with Bez as well. And we were getting... Well, my show goes out before the watershed, so you can't really... swear or tell stories or whatever. And what was it he said? It was something to do with he said to Bez, "Oh, do you remember when we managed to swap a bag of crack for and it was all these just amazing stories about them just like getting, I think it was a bag of Toblerones or something ridiculous like that, and they managed to swap that for a bag of crack. And that,
oh wow, I remember when I did a gig, nothing to do with Bez or Sean Ryder, but I remember doing a gig and the comic who was on got paid in cocaine. One of the comedians got paid in cocaine, I remember.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I was obviously, I mean, I think it was an agreement between them and the promoter, but okay.
That was the good old days, wasn't it?
That was the 90s, I expect. That's when it was all, that's when Bez and Sean Ryder were kicking it hard and large, weren't they? I love the Happy Mondays. I think they're great. Yeah.
Joe, yeah. I remember seeing you at like one of your very early gigs, and you're obviously a very tall and very handsome and very gorgeous young man, and you had long hair and you were wearing a cardigan. And I thought to myself, is it M&S? or is it Burton's? So I don't know whether you remember that day at the gig in Excess Malarkey in Manchester when it was the original Excess Malarkey in Fallowfield. But was the cardigan from Sainsbury's or was it M&S?
Or Burton's.
Burton's. Yeah,
sorry. I'm drunk, so what can I say?
Neither or any of the above. Oh. What was the name of that secondhand place in the centre of town? It starts with an A, like Aztecs, but not Aztecs.
Oh, Affleck's Palace.
Affleck's Palace.
Yes.
I got a lot of cardigans in Affleck's Palace.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Do you still sport the cardigan often, Joe?
I don't actually, no. I sort of... I've gone for a jumper today. Yeah. It's not kind to the moobs, I find, Sally. The cardigan. So it accentuates them because it sort of frames them like a woman's top would in a nice way. But I think like for the old moobs, you want to sort of slightly hide them a bit. And they've really been growing in lockdown. I don't know if you can see.
Look at that. I can see. Look at that.
But you're
bigger than mine.
You're back on the sewing really bee. You're back on the sewing bee now, are you? Or is that finished?
Just finished.
Okay. And like,
how was it?
Yeah, how was that with the lockdown and everything? Was everybody sewing at like a 2 meter distance, like Mr. Tickle, like with hands out, like?
Yeah, I'd much prefer the show if they were. Mm. No, we were all in what was known as a close contact cohort.
Of course you were.
Which basically means that we sort of quarantined essentially and meant that we, within our little gang, we were safe to kind of be with near one another. And then all the camera crew and everyone couldn't get anywhere near us because we're dirty. No, they were dirty. Mm.
You feel dirty, COVID, doesn't it? When people don't go near you, think, oh, you know, we're all filthy. We're all riddled and filthy.
Yeah, I've had it. Have you guys had it?
No. How do you know you've had it?
I don't think I have.
Have you had a test?
I've had an antibody test. And also I'm being referred for long COVID because I've got fluid on my lung. I've got soggy lungs. Mummy's got soggy lungs.
That's why you're wearing that jumper.
Soggy lung.
You've got long COVID.
It's really fine. It's fine. I've just been like a bit breathless, so they've referred me to...
Yeah, but that's because you're a sexual beast. That's why.
Yeah, I'm always out of breath. Yeah, I'm a sexual bomb, but undetonated for nearly a year now.
Really?
Oh, Joe, we'll look after you. Me and Lou will come and look after you with your soggy lung and your long COVID.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought you were talking about the sexual...
Oh, we'll do the... get your place ready. Get the mosquito wing up and running properly. We'll be in looking after you.
For Christmas one year, when I worked wherever the fuck I worked, I made a Secret Santa kit, right? This woman that I worked with, and I felt very sorry for her because she was very beautiful and all the men were very predatory. And then there was a particular man that liked the sexy things. So I made him as a Secret Santa. I made him a home wanking kit.
Oh, that's nice. What goes in the home wanking kit?
So I had a jam jar, which I clean.
Men were born with a home wanking kit.
I'm at home and I'm wanking already.
Yeah.
The thing that's going on under the screen here, you'll never believe it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I had a jam jar that I cleaned out. I went to the butcher's.
Didn't have any bits of peanut butter left in it or anything. They cleaned it right out.
So anyway. I bought a slab of liver and I put the liver in the jam jar.
It's already in my head.
And then I heard somebody had said that you could buy dirt.
I've got a semi on here.
Oh my God.
I don't mean the wine.
This is the way to get JL off, not John Lewis. So somebody had said, you can buy used knickers online. So I was like, can't.
Keep going.
Yeah. So I went on this website, dirtyusedknickers.com, and I thought, I can't bring myself
you
to
can.
Buy those.
Of course you can.
No. So I went to Primark.
So you got your own used knickers?
No, I went to Primark and I bought some and I covered them in fish sauce and mayonnaise and I wrapped them up in the jar. And then on this site, it said, if you want, one of the ladies will shove a chupa chup lolly up their arse and you can have that for an extra 50p on that site. So I was like, so I bought a lolly and then what I did is I dipped it in Marmite and I rolled it across my dining room floor because I thought that'll be hairy. Anyway, and I put it in a presentation pack, right? And I took it into work and the woman that took it off me, because it's Secret Santa, she put it on the radiator in the spare office.
Oh, lovely bit of cooked liver then.
Yeah. And then, so the day we went for our Christmas do, and I handed over Darren his, oh my God, the stench. Oh my God. Yeah.
Have you seen Darren since?
No, he got fired after that. But
he got fired?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's secret, isn't it? No one knows who it was.
I bet they all knew. Yeah. I bet you told everyone. You did, didn't you, Lou?
Yeah, I did after he got fired. But he was a pervert, so he deserved it. And I just thought, don't stick your dick in everything else. You can stick your dick in a jar of liver. There you go. There we are.
I wonder if that works. Like wanking into using the jar of liver, whether you'd be able to get enough purchase to do a sort of back and forth or whether it would just slop out.
Yes.
Maybe you need some piccalilli with it or something like that.
I don't know. Piccalilli.
What do you have with liver?
Elastic band. Liver.
So the following year, and I still worked at this company, there was a lovely girl. She was beautiful, but she was stalked by Darren and the other guys. So I bought her a home rape kit. So I bought her a rape alarm and I bought her some castration bands, which are tiny elastic bands that you put around lamb's balls. And I bought her those. So if she ever encountered one of the perverts in the office, she'd be able to put the bands around their balls.
There's a theme with your Christmas presents here.
Yeah. I was trying to be protective, Sally. That's what it was.
What I don't understand is, so I get the rape alarm. So somebody comes into, it's a home rape kit as well. So you sort of, somebody gets into the house, they go to rape, you set the alarm off. But then you've got to get these castration bands out to sort of fashion them over the
You've got to have them at hand. So I would wear them as rings, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And then does that castrate? Is it like a clean cut off, or does it have,
you put them around the sack, and then the sack swells, and then you can't get at them, and then eventually everything drops off.
I think I'd just take my chances.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why I'm on this. I've had a lot of Stella, and I'm sorry.
We can tell, Lou. Don't you worry about that. We can tell.
Great.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us. She'll be crying in a minute and then asleep, probably.
Yeah. Joe, is this your favourite wine then? Or is there other favourite wines? Or is this your favourite one at the moment, du jour?
Right now, it's a great favourite. I had a beautiful lockdown because over the road from me is a couple who own the local wine bar. Oh. And so they would leave me little deposits of amazing wines.
Oh.
They didn't leave me, funnily enough, they didn't leave me liver in a jar, Lou.
No, it's funny that, isn't it?
It seems to not be that sort of a thing in Birmingham.
Good, not that sort of, you don't live on that sort of street. No. I don't, maybe.
No.
Good for you.
It's quite a big street, but lots of different types of people here. But nobody seems to have jars of liver. Yeah. I mean, I might be wrong. So I got through a lot of really nice wine in lockdown. But the wine that I love, like the region that I consistently go to, is Gavi.
Yes.
Which is the other one that I suggested to you on the email. I went to Gavi. It's in Italy, and they make a beautiful, crisp, dry white wine. And that is, if you can't get access to, you know, this specific winemakers like Jerome Jouret, or there's a few other winemakers that I really love, then they sell Gavi in Tesco. Wherever you pretty much pick up your wine, they'll have a Gavi, and you kind of can't go wrong. It's really nice.
Is there, because I've had a Gavi and I've really liked it, but, and I think I might have bought it in Lidl or Aldi or somewhere, and it was delicious.
Yes.
But is there a sort of, there must be a hierarchy on the Gavis there. There must be some really lovely Gavis and some, I think, okay.
Yeah, I think there must be. But actually, I really, truly have only ever really enjoyed Gavi. I've never had one and gone, well, that was exceptionally good, or that one was horrible. They're just consistently, reliably nice dry white wines. The reason we went there is my friend who gave me the cat that's wandering around, he got married in Italy, and he knew that he liked Gavi, and he wanted to go and pick some up from Gavi. So we drove around a few of the vineyards, and some of the stuff we got in the vineyards was really beautiful.
So you did the full tasting thing. You did the whole...
Yeah.
Did you eat the grapes off the vines?
A couple of those. I made the worrying decision, a discovery. I don't know if you guys discovered this, but I think I'm better at stand-up when I'm a bit drunk, tipsy.
Do you?
But the danger is, one of my tour shows last year, and I can't remember where it is because I can't really remember the show, but I went to, so there's a restaurant that I love in London where they sell, it's where I came to know Jerome Jouret. They sell amazing wines and the food's incredible. And I knew I had a tour show that evening, so I thought, I'll just go for lunch and I won't drink too much. And I just ate and drank all day, all lunch, all afternoon, and then was like, oh shit, I'm on stage in a couple of hours. This was for a tour show, so it wasn't even like 20 minutes. It was like a full show. So I just thought, I just got to keep drinking or keep pushing through. I was hungover during my own show because it kind of wore off, and I went on stage munted and, yeah, not
And how
a good
was the
look.
Show?
I think quite good.
Oh, it's awful.
Who
though.
Was the auditorium still full at the end of it?
I couldn't tell you.
Sally,
my eyes were blurred.
You must have done shows when you've been pissed, because I have.
Oh, do you know what? I have. I did at the beginning, but I'm always a little bit too scared to do it now in case it's just an absolute mess. Look at Lou shaking her head. I know you've done it smashed. I'm a bit. Yeah,
Lou does podcasts smashed.
Yeah, she does.
Now,
she's
listen, this is
no
only
shame.
An exception.
Now, listen, look
now,
at me. Here we go.
Look,
here comes,
the aggression's
here.
The aggression's here.
The lights are going. This is only because I'm not in my house and I'm somewhere else and blah, blah.
I've got no respect for your house.
No, I can't shut my legs because I've got a silver... whip it between them.
No, oh, the I've silver got, whip it.
Yeah, no. I've got a silver whip it between my legs and I can't.
Is that what you call it?
Yes. And and it just happened to fall on this day. So, but I yeah.
Fall planned in the diary. Anyway, go on. Mm-hmm.
But there's lots
of back and forth with emails and WhatsApps.
Right. Okay, fine. There's a few gigs where I've been accidentally arsed, and that's it's not good.
And how did they go?
Awful.
How did they go?
Awful.
Oh right, okay. Awful. There was one. Well, Joe, you seem to be winning this.
Yeah, no, awful. There was one gig I did when I was on a Christmas party at work, and the arsehole wouldn't let me swap my open mic date. And I thought, I'm a professional, I'm not going to cancel. So I left my Christmas party and I went and did my open mic. I was absolutely shitted. And threatened to get my beaver out and that's at the point when you know you'll either work forever or never again. So
I can't imagine if you threatened to get your beaver out, do people actually say no, don't?
No, it was full of men. So they were like,
yeah, good at it. But the fact that you threatened, I bet they were like, well, it doesn't feel like a threat.
Yeah. And then I suddenly realised where I was and I thought, oh no, I need to. Anyway, I walked off stage in the end. So I had some...
I just thought of a drunk story in Liverpool that involved a gig, actually.
Oh. Which gig?
the slaughterhouse.
And it is a slaughterhouse, isn't it?
Yeah. So I was doing the middle spot, I think, that, yeah, I was quite new. And I arrived and they were like, oh, it might be a slightly choppy one. They front two rows, maybe three rows. It's quite a small gig, the slaughterhouse. It's a, under a pub, very intimate, not COVID friendly, very...
It's been almost haunted.
Has it? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But it's a gorgeous gig. It's very Scouse and very... And they always have a Scouse compere because they don't trust anyone that's not Scouse. And the front, I think, three rows was a whole party of Scouse farmers. And they were on their, like, yearly works do. I don't know what it is, what how the farmers get together.
No.
And they were trashed. They were absolutely...
They've been
mounted.
Up since four.
Yeah. yeah. So I just looked at them and I thought, if you can't beat them, join them. So I thought, I need to have a few pints because I was in the middle. So, and once I start, I'm a bit of a guzzler.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't mess about. I'm already halfway down this bottle of wine already. I'm, you know, we've only been talking for 6 seconds, is it? I was so pretty. It hit me quick. I don't know if there's something about that Scouse beer, but it hit me quick. And I just ended up like lying on them and sitting on them and like playing with their hair. And it actually ended up being really fun. It was definitely, no consent was requested from any of the farmers for what happened to them that evening. So I had a nice gig, but it was scary.
It wasn't the gig you planned.
Mm.
You went with a different agenda, presumably, with your little list. You do that. Well, that's what I do. I write down my list of jokes or, you know, like little words that remind me.
Yeah, you're gonna do. Yeah.
And then none of those words were lay on the farmer's laps.
No, they weren't. But I was happy to, you know.
Absolutely. I'd happily lie on a load of farmer's laps any day.
No. When you saw them, it wasn't.
Oh, wasn't it? Not what? Oh, don't. I'm thinking of kind of Thomas Hardy world, you know, with what the actor is. And, oh, yes. And that's what I'm thinking. But no.
It's a lot of people whose faces are best sort of kept in a sort of countryside scene.
And probably their thoughts as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there thoughts? Or is it?
Well, I think there probably are, but then maybe let's not judge.
No. I mean I definitely did judge them that evening quite heavily.
Joe. Yes.
Well done.
Joe, you know, like with wine and that. So like
yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's imagine that you had a spittoon in front of you. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
So whose spittoon would you drink? Okay, so somebody has been spitting out their wine into this bucket.
It's definitely not been Lou.
No, it's not me, because I've drunk all mine, so there's no spitting. Yeah. Whose spittoon would you drink?
I bet he'd drink Jerome Gerais.
Mm. Or Jerome from the Soldier. Robson and Jerome.
No, none of the above. No, nonsense. None of the above. Mm-hmm. I've got far too much self-respect to do any of this nonsense.
Great.
How dare you suggest that I'm drinking somebody's spat out wine? I've worked very hard to get to where I am today so I can drink fresh wine that's not been spat out. And there's no chance in hell that I'm going to be drinking your spit water.
Oh, come on, Joe. There must
be
somebody.
Have in the past. Come on.
Come on.
Okay, Dua Lipa. I think she's so fit. I actually can't cope with how fit Dua Lipa is.
All her spat out wine, you'd have that in a second then, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I've got Dua this thing Lipa. Where I really find...
It's almost
as if she's here.
I find Priti Patel really attractive.
Oh.
My friend described it as like, you're under the table while she's dealing with like really important work. And she's in her tights wanking you off. It's like that. That's the kind of vibe. It's sort of very dominatrixy kind of vibe.
She's in charge, and she's not even that concentrated on you. That's happening at the same time.
Yeah, she's sort of like condemning some immigrants to a horrible fate or whatever, and just quietly
you're in your room sewing a pelmet or something.
Like, no, Joe is not doing that.
Yeah,
at that
he
moment.
Is because he's completely. He'll be in his room sewing a pelmet, and somebody will be drinking all the juice around him.
I disagree. I think Joe is totally and utterly focused on the wanking. I think he might do a pelmet afterwards. Do you know what? Just quickly, Joe, I remember when I used to gig with you when you first started out and we did Frog and Bucket together, I remember, and we had a lot of fun. And but you brought yourself with you a bag of satsumas. Was that a normal thing? I remember we had a lovely chat about the satsumas.
I love satsumas, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have enough these days. I really love a satsuma.
We'll send you some.
Now's the time. Love
clementine is the best, isn't it? Definitely.
Is it though? Aren't they just the same?
No, they are definitely not the same.
Why are they not the same?
I prefer a satsuma. I'm going to be controversial.
Oh.
Is that the difference between currants and sultanas?
Well, they're different as well. Currants are hard, aren't they? And sultanas are a bit softer.
I just sense
and raisins are in the middle.
So I don't get the difference between a clementine and a...
Clementines are definitely sweeter, but then Joe may differ with this opinion because he prefers a satsuma.
I don't know whether it's the sweetness that I prefer. I think it's the texture that I like on a satsuma.
Anyway, I think that's a perfect time to sort of wrap things up, given this podcast is all about
whether we're going to spit or swallow this drink though, Sally.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
that's the whole point of this. And I've actually finished my whole glass, so I'm going to say to Joe, and actually I'm pouring in more, but I don't have the real correct... I had to order this online and they've not sent me the right thing. Le Coulet Douce.
See, you're very disappointed with the one they sent as well.
Yeah.
This is lovely. This is definitely a swallow. It's always a swallow for me, but this is a particular swallow, actually. This is well done, Joe, on recommending this one. Mm. I think it's absolutely delicious. And I love the sort of muddiness. That's not really selling it, is it? But there is it's a sort of...
earthy. It's earthy.
There's a kind of cloudy mistiness to it as well, isn't there, which I like.
And it really...
I really like to describe it as of the farm. I think that's a really nice way of describing these types of wine.
For Sally, she's wearing a brace, so this would really cling to the wire. And this would cling to the wire of the brace.
She knows I've been avoiding red wine for my brace.
The other thing that's good about these is that they don't have sulfites in them, or at least they've got much reduced sulfites, I think, because they don't use it in the process of making natural biodynamic wines. So actually, you can drink quite a lot of this, and you shouldn't get too much of a hangover on this. Right. I think Lou, you're fucked because you've done a lot of stuff pre this.
Three pints of Stella.
I think you're fucked, but Sally and I will be fine.
I'm all
right,
though.
We'll be up running first thing, won't we, Joe? That's what we'll be doing.
Yeah, I've got Sudocrem. Yes. It's fine.
Yes.
Yes. Just have a spoonful of that before bed and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, thank you so much for joining us. I've really enjoyed it. I can't speak for Lou. She can say it herself.
I don't know my own name right now, so I can't really join in. But I've had a lovely
Thank you
time.
For having me. It's been really nice to see you both because it's been so long.
Too long.
And I hope we get to gig together soon. I really miss gigs. That's one thing that I've realised. Well, actually, I miss comics because I've spent a lot of time around non-comics and, gosh, they're awful.
They're all right for a bit, aren't they?
Well, you're offended by what I've just said to you.
Why are you offended by my Christmas present of a bit of liver in a jar? God, get it for yourself.
Sort of half-cooked liver in a jar.
Sorry.
But the takeaway for me from that story was you saying I rubbed it on the dining room floor because I knew there'd be hairs there. That's the thing that will sit with me for the rest of my life now.
You are very welcome. Joe Lycett, thank you so much for joining us. You've been a pleasure. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.
Have some water.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are @LouAndSally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, @gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye!